Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
A little SRV bringing us back, the late, great Stevie Ray. 23 after the hour. Thanks for hanging out with me. I'm Jim Blasingame. I am the Small Business Advocate, and my websites are smallbusinessadvocate.com. And the one for my new book, The Third Ingredient, with the number three, thethirdingredient.com. Very excited about having our good friend Pam Danziger back on the show. Pam is the president of Unity Marketing. UnityMarketingOnline.com is the website. You can find all of our books there. There are many, and it's all about the high-end, the high earners, the luxury shopper, and what they're doing, and to what degree they're a bellwether for all the rest of us. Pam, thanks again for being here. We're talking about some of the global trends that you're seeing out there. We talked about they want to be safe. They're more of an interest in security. We talked about the bespoke idea, bringing whatever they might buy from you, bringing it to them in their homes, their offices, things like that's that is very compelling, folks. Whatever you sell, if you can figure out how to do that to the higher-end folks, you can make a living off of that the rest of your life. What are some other things, Pam?
Well, one of the other things I think is so important from our research finding is, and this is with my work also with a lot of small independent retailers as well, there is a tremendous amount of pressure and focus on social media and internet marketing techniques. And so there's, you know, they're working overtime to master this world of digital marketing. And I'm not saying that that is wrong. But when we think about the wealthy and we think about them retreating into their cocoons and going behind their closed walls, one of the best ways for small businesses to reach the wealthy folks in their communities is through direct mail. I mean,
yes.
Old-fashioned letters and catalogs and brochures sent through the mail. So it's, you know, while small businesses are really working, and again, it's new technology. There's a lot of effort that goes into mastering that technology. They shouldn't necessarily step back from that, but they should really look at what the opportunity is for direct mail, because I think it's profound and important for small businesses.
And I'll tell you something. I'll tell you, there's another along those lines, but more digitally. If you were one of my high-end customers, acquaintances of my business, Pam, I would say to you, Pam, can I have your email address? I promise no one will ever get it, and I will never send you something that everybody else gets. If you get an email from me, it'll be, Dear Pam, from Jim, and I'll be telling you about something that you've indicated that you're interested in, and that's all I'll do. You won't get it, a lot of them, but it'll just be to keep you up to date on what I've got and see if there's anything I can do to help you. What do you think about that?
Right. Well, I think
customize it and make it. Don't put my name in with everybody else.
Right, but you know that's a hard thing to do. But I think getting email addresses, getting names, I mean, being able to build a really robust customer file is critical. And to your point, bespoke email communications and all kinds of communications to those customers is really critically important because it makes them feel special and valued.
That's exactly
that's
right.
What want.
That's what they
want. That
they,
relationship to grow.
One of the things look at what the airline industry has learned. They have learned that there's a certain segment of their customers, especially the ones who use them a lot, who would rather have status than savings. They would rather be a gold or a diamond than save $50 on a flight because the company's paying for it probably. I mean, look at how what the airlines have learned about how much people like status. What do you think?
Well, you know, I just got off of an airplane that I had to, you know, Los Angeles to Philadelphia. And, I mean, just being able to have a little bit of room, wiggle room in your seat is so
right.
valuable. I mean,
like I'm getting smaller. Like I'm getting smaller, right?
That's right. But you know that. But it's true. It's not so much status as it is being special and feeling.
Well, that's what I mean.
Value.
I mean that's what status means. Status is a form of so I've got you know. You didn't send me information about something that new came along and lump me in with everybody else as if everybody likes what I like or I like what everybody else likes. You sent me an email and said, "Hey, Jim, I know you like brown, but we got a new shade in. I can't tell what color it is. Would you like to see it? I don't know. You're something that's particular to me."
Right, exactly. Well, that is what bespoke is about, and that is so critical when you're dealing. I mean, it's critical when you're dealing with the wealthy, but guess what? It's also critical when you're dealing with these Henrys, the high earners, not rich yet, people who are on the road to affluence, but they haven't got there yet. But you know, they're the young ones that will. You know, they're the high earners. They're the up and comers. They're the ones that will get, you know, are poised to become truly wealthy. And if you can start building a relationship with them now, these younger high earners, you will really be able to, you know, you'll be able to see your future because they're the ones that will keep you in business.
And you can't
move forward.
You can't comment on their affluence. You can't discuss. You can't make any comments about it. And don't hire people to wait on them who can't raise themselves to that level and imagine themselves being there. Otherwise, that won't work. What do you think? Last thoughts.
Right. Well, that's absolutely true. And you know, what people in luxury markets, that the salespeople often, because they can't afford it, they are hesitant to present a high cost option to their wealthy simply because they can't imagine
how anybody could pay for that. Yeah, you can't do that. You can't have employees like that. UnityMarketingOnline.com is the website. Pam Danziger, good job today. Come back soon.
Thank you so much.
We'll see you next time. Pam Danziger, ladies and gentlemen. We'll get her back again real soon. Stay with us.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.